Tommaso Landolfi, August 9, 1908 to July 8, 1979, was a versatile author, renowned for his extraordinary skill in writing, experimental prose, and inclination towards surrealism. Though not widely known to the general public, Landolfi was a giant in Italian literature in the 20th century. Born in Pico, Landolfi came from an aristocratic family deeply rooted in the region. He was an atheist, a characteristic often evident in his writings. In 1932, he earned a degree in Russian language and literature from the University of Florence, with a thesis on the poet Anna Andreevna Akhmatova. During his time in Florence, Landolfi collaborated with various literary magazines, including Letteratura and Campo di Marte. In 1937, he published his first collection of short stories, Dialogo dei Massimi Sistemi, Dialogue of the Maximum Systems, followed by many other works that traversed the realms of fantasy and the grotesque. These works often explored the theme of the vanity of human action, approached with an apparent lightness that could transform into despair and dark romanticism. Landolfi spent much of his life between Rome, Sanremo, Venice, and the family estate in Pico. Despite his reserved life, removed from literary circles, he was admired by many writers and critics, including Giorgio Bassani, Mario Soldati, Eugenio Montale, Carlo Bo, and Italo Calvino. The latter curated an anthology of Landolfi's works in 1982. Landolfi's writing was characterized by his extraordinary command of the Italian language and a deep interest in its possibilities. His style was often baroque and experimental, with his narrative presenting an eclectic use of language. One of his stories, La Passeggiata, The Walk, features an archaic and obsolete language challenging the reader but reflecting his playful and creative spirit. Landolfi loved exploring the boundaries of language, sometimes creating imaginary languages. This passion is evident in his enigmatic poetry written in a language of his own invention. His story Dialogo dei Massimi Sistemi addresses the paradoxical dilemma of a language understandable only to the speaker, highlighting the intrinsic value of poetry written in such a peculiar language. His life was marked by a prolonged illness, leading him to seek relief in milder climates than the harsh weather of Pico. Landolfi passed away on July 8, 1979, in Ronciglione, Viterbo. Landolfi's works have been republished by Adelphi, thanks to the care of his daughter, Idalina Landolfi, starting from 1992. In 1996, Idalina presided over the Centro Studi Landolfiani, which published the bulletin Diario Perpetuo, dedicated to her father's work. Landolfi remains an enigmatic figure in Italian literature, an author who challenged the boundaries of language and narrative with creativity and ingenuity. His works continue to stimulate the minds of readers and inspire new generations of writers. Tommaso Landolfi won the Striga Prize in 1975. This prestigious award was given to him for his collection of short stories titled A Casso, At Random. The Striga Prize is one of the most prestigious literary awards in Italy, conferred annually to an author for an Italian literary work published in the previous year. This award was significant and contributed to strengthening Tommaso Landolfi's reputation as one of the most important and original writers of 20th century Italy. Philatelic cancellation. On July 19, 2008, a postage stamp celebrated his creative genius as a poet and writer on the centenary of his birth. It's a stamp that pays homage to the man, the poet, and the place of inspiration, declares Giovanni Ayalano, president of Poste Italiane. Tommaso Landolfi's name is indeed linked to his hometown. On the other hand, the native land shaped his character and style. The philatelic issue, then, contains in the small frame of a print the distinctive features of characters and historical epics. It expresses, in a simple form, values of high social content. Just like Tommaso Landolfi's poetry and life itself, both narrate the original spirituality of a man, in love with beauty, with words capable of transmitting to future generations the authenticity of principles that survive cultural fashions. The vignette, created by Giustina Melita, depicts, in the foreground on the right, a portrait of the writer Tommaso Landolfi, and, on the left, two books, an inkwell, a fountain pen, and freshly written sheets. The stamp is completed by the legend Tommaso Landolfi, the dates 1908 to 1979, the inscription Italia, and the value 60 cents.